Hello.
Hey, is this Eddie?
Yeah, this is Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, it's Michael from Premier Networks. I have Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr is America. She's ready to talk to you for 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Roseanne.
Hey, hi.
Great to talk to you. Big, big fan of you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so Roseanne Barr is America, and when did you decide that you felt ready to review and reveal, I guess it was time, being that the another show got canceled and this comes out, which I'm glad that you're able to, I feel, to get the word out and clear the air a little bit. When did you feel ready to do this?
Well, it was Joel Gilbert was a friend of a friend of mine, and her name's Mel Kay. She has a great podcast on Rumble and BitChute and all that, but she put us together, and we talked, and I said, yeah, I would do it. I liked him, and I was comfortable with him, and I liked his other films, you know, so I said, okay, I'll do it. So he put it together, and he did a great job. I was real happy with it.
Yeah, you seem very comfortable just by, you know, watching the film itself. And I think that's, you got to have somebody you can trust but feel comfortable around with. And actually, you really revealed more than I even knew about. And I got to learn more about who you are as a person away from the celebrity Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, he did a great job. He, you know, I trusted him, and he didn't betray my trust at all. He really pieced it together. I was kind of flabbergasted. He did it, he did it over about three times, you know, tightening it and bringing in other stuff. It's just one of my favorite things that I've ever done.
Well,
it was great to work with him.
And it opens up with you singing the national anthem, so you know, you know that comes up, and I think you did a pretty good version of it to open up the film with.
Thank you.
Any baseball teams call you if they haven't seen the film yet, maybe to do it?
Well, I don't think I'll do it again. I mean, I might, but no. No. Well, actually, a couple did, but I think I'm not comfortable doing it. At that time, that was about 15 years ago in Hawaii, that one that he's using. And, you know, I get it because it was kids.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I'd feel comfortable in a big thing. But I might. You never know what I'll do. I don't know what the hell I do.
You do what you want, and that's what's great about this country is the freedom to do it. And what you've accomplished was a lot of hard work and tears, and you revealed that. And it is a man's world sometimes, and you came along, and they try to maybe when you do something wrong or that's controversial, but, you know, a lot of people do that individually as it is. So, but it seems like, you know, because you may have mentioned that you felt like it was, it would come 100-fold on you because of who you are.
Yeah. I, you know, I became a convenient target for everything, you know, just because I stood out, I guess. And because of the things I was saying, it was just the time.
Yeah.
It was always just the time. I always have been in a time warp kind of thing. But in the end, I'm always a little bit ahead of everybody else, you know. But they end up catching up with me.
And that's what you've been doing. Apart from that, you've got your own podcast, and it seems like people are ready to bring you back. Is there any plans for you to come back into the fold in the entertainment world?
Yeah. I'll be back next year. I'll be back in the spring. I'm going to do a new show.
That's great. And you're still currently going to do your podcast. What's your favorite form of social media that you've been using a lot that really to get your side of the story out?
Well, I like my podcast because, you know, I can sit there and have a few drinks and tell people what I really think of them, which I love.
You do that anyways. That's what people love about you.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. But, you know, I try to be funny and also, you know, get to the real dirt. I'm tired of BS. I'm tired of, you know, people telling us lies. So I try to get to the real dirt.
And
but I do enjoy talking to people. I really do.
Yeah, and
but I think my favorite thing is, you know, the project I'm working on now, I wrote a new show, and I'm about to go into production, and hopefully it comes out in the spring on a streaming platform that I actually developed. So it's going to be great.
So Roseanne Barr is America. What do you mean by that title? Did you have that title in store for the name of the film here?
No, the director, the producer, Joel Gilbert, he came up with it just because when we were looking at the footage and everything, it was like, wow, this is exactly like America, your story, because you went from being real liberal on the left to becoming more, having more common sense, coming to the middle, and so has America. So, you know, in that way, we've all gone through the same thing, you know, maybe not all of us, but, you know, a lot of people like me who were on one side didn't want to go all the way to the other side, but landed happily in the big middle. And I think that's the hope for our country, because that's where our country is strongest, when the middle holds.
Roseanne Barr is America. Roseanne, would you run for president again?
Well, somebody was telling me the other day that I should, and I'm like, well, I'll think about it, because, you know, I don't know. Who knows what I'll do? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I feel like if it was needed, and if this will sound weird, but if I feel like God wanted me to do something and he told me to, then I would.
Well,
but I think our country's in good hands right now, because the people are waking up and realizing nobody's going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. And, you know, the people are taking charge, and that's the dream and the hope of America, that it is a country of, by, and for the people here.
It is the greatest country in the world.
The people that do all the work that makes everything go, and not for just a little tiny group of people who sit at the top and take all the benefits at the expense of all the rest of us. And that is America. And, I mean, we're getting there, you know. We're working our way toward, I think a golden future. I really do. I think it's coming.
It's a great film. It reveals a great side of you, Roseanne Barr. Good luck, and I can't wait for what you do next. We love you, and America loves you, so thank you for doing this.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.